Hello everyone, my name is Marek, and I'll be introducing you to the Warsaw team and our approach for this year's student cluster competition at the SC20. First, a couple of words about the Warsaw team. The Warsaw team was formed in December 2016 with the mentorship of the Interdisciplinary Center for Mathematical and Computational Modeling, ICM, at the University of Warsaw. Our team has been constantly evolving over the past 3 years, and we are proud that we have represented the Polish students' community in all major student cluster competitions around the world, such as the ASC in China, ISC in Germany, and SC in the United States. Last year, the Warsaw team marked its fourth anniversary since it was first assembled. The team has made its hat trick, successfully participated in all three major cluster competitions in the United States, China, and Germany, all in 1 year. This year, due to the ongoing pandemic situation, the Warsaw team only participated in the student cluster competition at the ISC20 in Germany so far. The team consists of 6 members, and out of those 6 members, 5 are first-timers, so we are eager to prove ourselves. Marek Skiba, together with Konrad Litwiński, are dealing with the reproducibility challenge. Marek Skiba, Mateusz Nowakowski, and Marek Masiak are tasked with figuring out CESM, and Asia Wojciechowska and Marek Masiak are working on Gromax and the cloud infrastructure administration, and everything system administration related is the domain of Paweł Pawłowski. To prepare, we have formed the small subdivisions of the Warsaw team and divided the tasks accordingly. We have used the resources provided to us by the SC, webinars, reading materials, and so on, and we are preparing to participate in the competition. We plan to use the HB120RS V2 instance since it has cheaper cores than the other AMD-powered HB60RS instance, while also featuring a faster InfiniBand connection for the CPU workloads. If it's not available, we will most likely use the HC44RS or the HB60RS. As for the GPU workloads, we intend to use the ND40RS V2 instance as it is the only one equipped with the InfiniBand and it has the V100 Tesla GPU. There are 3 benchmarks we have to run, namely HPL, HPCG, and IO500. For HPL, our analysis shows that the cost of running a GPU instance might not be worth it, and as such, we're investigating a possibility of running it on a 120-core HB120RS AMD chip instance. However, according to the NVIDIA resources we found, in this case, the GPU has much bigger advantage over the CPU. Over 2 times, actually, the advantage GPU had in leanback. As for the IO500, we are thinking about a dedicated cluster with the L48S instance for storage and InfiniBand connected, HB60RS metadata, and client node. There are also 3 applications we have to consider in this competition, and that we know so far, and there 1 mystery application that we will learn during the competition. Gromax is the first one, is a application that is highly accelerated to make use of the V100 NVIDIA Tesla GPU architecture. So for this application, we will most likely use the ND40RS V2 instance. For CESM, we are looking at CPU workload, so we will be using either the HB120RS V2 AMD chip instance or the HC44RS Intel chip instance as it supports the AVX512. As for the reproducibility challenge, we are looking at both types of workloads and as such we will be using both the CPU and GPU instances. Our clusters will be running CentOS as the OS, Slurm as for scheduling jobs, and Grafana for monitoring the usage. For HPL and HPCG, we tested different versions of the compilers and MPI implementations, GPU variants of the libraries, and the difference between physical bare metal configuration and cloud virtualization. As for Gromax, we have researched the changes brought with the 2020 Gromax version and tested both the CPU and GPU version to better understand the differences. In terms of performance, for CESM, we have compiled and run the CESM and all of its dependencies and run it on our university's cluster. We have experimented with a number of comp sets and resolutions to learn how they influence overall runtime, and we played with our configuration options. For the reproducibility challenge, we have run both the GPU and CPU version of the code on our clusters, university clusters, and we have studied the paper and analyzed the script optimizations.